A measure that would put the state in charge of school districts' health plans is speeding through the legislature. Right now, school districts negotiate their own health insurance plans. The legislation would allow a state commissioner to select a plan for all the districts, and it would essentially put all educators into one large insurance pool. The idea is that the bigger the pool, the lower the rates. A number of school districts have offered their initial support for the bill. Today, Mat-Su school district officials testified that such a change could save them more than $5 million. Bruce Johnson with the Alaska Council of School Administrators also called in to say he supports the move.
If there's a means to create efficiencies, we stand behind the effort. SB 90 provides a vehicle creating a large pool of employees from all school districts, with the state administering the program on behalf of school districts.
But there are some concerns that the bill has been moving too quickly and that the legislature has not studied the full cost to school districts or the state. Companion bills were introduced in the House and Senate 2 weeks ago, and while they had been assigned to the education committees in both chambers for review, those referrals were ultimately removed. The pacing of the bill came up when Senator Mike Dunleavy, a Wasilla Republican who sponsored the bill, asked Rhonda Kidder of the National Education Association for her group's take on it.
Is your group against the bill? Is your group against what you perceive as the speed at which the bill is progressing? Could you clarify that for me?
Our group is against the bill with the speed at which it is progressing. We do not feel that there has been sufficient notification to the employees or sufficient research into the impact.
The legislation is now in its final committee of review in both chambers.